or do anything.
It's just a bad idea. I don't know. That's what I would tell her. If she brings it up, I would tell her it's a horrible idea.
Of course you would, because you're
well,
a daddy.
It is. No, but think about it. It's a bad idea.
Why?
Hey, you guys. How you doing, by the way? we were talking to my daughter last night. She's in North Carolina, and, you know, she's in her first year out of school, and she's got to start thinking about where she's moving to next in, like, 6 months.
And Raj didn't even finish the sentence, and I knew exactly where this was going.
And it's a matter of she's doing jobs now, and then she'll have PA school she's got to go to.
But Daddy.
So she's got to figure out, and she's got to leave this apartment because her roommate, her girlfriend, is going to be moving on, too. So she's got to think about where to go.
But Daddy,
and she didn't even bring up.
We can save. Yeah, she didn't bring it up, but it's hanging out there. You know it's hanging out there. I know it's hanging out there.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to move in with the boyfriend.
Well.
Hold on, let me put my feet up for this.
Yeah. I mean.
Get comfy, strap myself in.
She's never said that she wants to, and she's actually talking about other girlfriends she could have as roommates, which is fine. But maybe that's her warming us up for nothing else working out.
The girlfriends. Oh, that proverbial snowball up in the air that I always warn you about.
Uh-huh.
And you're looking at those snowballs in the air, and then reality, bang, gonna smack you right in the face with a snowball to the jaw.
Maybe. I really wanted to live with Julie, Daddy, but it just didn't work.
It just didn't work out.
Oh, well, I gotta move in with Luke.
The
thing is.
Just think, Daddy, we can get a smaller apartment.
He lives in a house with a bunch of guys. Like four guys in a house.
For now, he does.
And they're all studying for, for grad school stuff. They're all like rocket scientist guys. So I don't know if that's going to practically work, but.
Yeah, okay.
It's just not. Like, imagine this. If she moved, say she moved into that house, right?
Brett, how adorable is he right now? Isn't he
very cute?
You are so cute.
Well, check this out. If she wants, let's say nothing works out, and she's like, listen, the best thing I can do is these guys have an extra bedroom. I think one of their guys is actually leaving. Say that happens, and she ends up in the house with him and his friends, who are just great guys, and she lives and has her own room in that house.
Hell no.
Is that the right?
No way.
You know why? Because, and she won't see it, and I can see where she may even say that. Like, what if things go bad between you and him, and now you're stuck in that house, you're rented, now you got to get out.
With three dudes.
And those guys she gets along with fine. I mean, she's there all the time now anyway. But still, you can't mix, you know, like, once you make that commitment, now it's the living together thing, and now it's just,
but if it's
too
two of them,
soon. She's just out of school, and she's got to make a couple other moves.
Right.
And if it goes wrong, and it, you know. They're pretty serious, like a little over a year now.
Yeah.
And they seem like the perfect couple.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everybody used to be that perfect couple at some point,
right,
too. So where are they going to go? So I just think mixing that with the living situation is a bad idea at the moment.
Okay. So
in a couple of years, I would say, all right, living with them, all right, fine. But right now, it doesn't make any sense to me.
So you can.
I can suggest.
You can express your opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll crap all over them.
Mm-hmm. I can also have her get her own cell phone plan, get her own car insurance.
But you won't.
No, I could.
I know you could.
Because if you want to be independent, you can be really independent. Or for now, you can listen to my common sense advice.
I know you.
And go along with, you know, and get the goodies to go along with it. It's like I'm the federal government and I'm helping her out a little bit right here.
Would never take that stuff away from her, no matter what. You wouldn't. You could sit here and talk all
tough
guy.
If she's going to put it in my face,
I would. Put it in your face.
If she does and she's like, listen, Dad, I know you don't think I should, but that's what I'm going to do. All right. Now you're on your own.
I don't think.
And here's what you do. It's not. I'm not going to talk to her ever again. But financially, you're going to feel the heat.
You wouldn't risk there being any turmoil in your relationship with your daughter over a cell phone.
Well, it wouldn't be over a cell phone. It would be over her moving in with a boyfriend when I told her that was a bad idea. That's a huge issue. Huge. I would risk the turmoil for that. I would. It's a wrong move. It's a hard, because it will blow up in her face, and then she's going to need me to help her bail her out, and it's a wrong move.
I'll say this. Moving in with three other dudes, mm-hmm. one of them is the boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
that's a horrible idea.
Yeah, I think it's a bad idea.
But getting a one-bedroom apartment with the mm-hmm. boyfriend that she's been with, and you already mm-hmm. know what's going on,
lighten
up, Francis. You're not going to have a choice.
It's still not a good idea.
I'm not saying it's a great idea.
And if they're going to move in together, then they can take care of each other financially.
You're not going to pull that stuff away from her over that. Your wife won't let you.
It's not that much. It's all I got left.
It doesn't matter. Your
it's
wife,
$40 a month for a
your
phone.
Your wife is not going to let you. Because what will happen is...
Oh, I don't think she'll be happy.
She won't be happy, but she's not
going to... No, Susan won't be happy with the situation because it's not that we don't want... Living together is fine. Just not right now.
Then what are you bitching about?
Not right now.
Why?
Bad, bad situation. They're only a year in. And she's got so many moves to make still. It doesn't make sense for her to do that
how long,
and mix
How long were you dating Susan before you moved in together?
Probably
about a year.
Not even.
Okay. Next.
I was 30.
Next argument.
Sorry, 28. I wasn't 21 or 22.
Next argument.
No, that's not even close.
Well, you can't say when you're only a year together.
I was financially independent, and I was 28. She's 1 year in. She's not even a year out of school.
What was Susan?
26.
Financially independent?
Yep.
Nothing from the parents?
Own apartment. No, no, no. She'd been out of school for 4 years and doing her own thing. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's just not a good time. And
says you.
No, it absolutely says me. And I'm helping her with her student loans and her phone and her car insurance and the car.
I feel like she's still not totally free yet. I feel like you're holding that above her head.
Word up.
I never even bring it up.
You are now.
You are now. I feel like you're using it.
I am to you guys. And guess what? That's the one thing that, you know, you shouldn't take for granted if your parents are helping you. While I'm still helping you, you listen. You don't have to do what I'm saying, but we got to talk about it. And then we got to come to a conclusion what the best thing is. And if you don't have a respect for my opinion, then you become independent.
Well, it doesn't mean she doesn't respect your opinion.
Well, if she wants to be independent, go against what I feel is absolutely 100% the correct opinion. And she doesn't. She's 22. She's going to have an emotional opinion, right?
Right. How many times do you think you have 100% the correct opinion with your wife and lose?
I have the 100% correct opinion with my wife about 5% of the time.
No. I mean, in your mind... Have 100%
of course
the
I'm right
opinion.
Every time.
How often
course
do you,
I'm right.
And how often do you win?
I know. 5%. I know that. That's my wife.
So now what's going to happen is you're going to end up ganged up on.
Yeah.
Because Courtney will team up with your wife first before the attack. Mm-hmm. She's looking for allies.
Yeah. Well, she was talking to both of us last night, so both of us have heard the same thing from her so far.
Courtney.
No secret stuff yet.
Your daughters, Courtney and Kelly. Mm-hmm. And Susan are currently NATO. You may not even know about it, but you're North Korea. If you even try to pull a move, they're going to issue sanctions on your ass, and you're not going to be able to do anything.
Well, if it starts going the wrong way, I'm going to lob a missile across her bow and then see what happens.
Mm-hmm. And then your wife says, when you go to try to have sex, your wife is like,
No, I think Susan will agree with me that at this point, it's not the right time. Eventually, I don't care. Eventually, they're going to move in. It's a fact of life. It's what people do, and I'm okay with it with these two. If they're still around in a year, which I think they will be, maybe after that, as soon as she makes this move and as soon as she finds out where she's going to school and knows where she's going to live, if she's in Texas or California or whatever, and if Luke ends up in the same place, then go for it. If you're on your own. Do it. But right now, she's like a few months out of school, and it would be the biggest mistake. Find a roommate. Find a separate apartment. Keep your life going the way it is, because she's on the right track. She's doing it perfect.
Let's tap in the mind of a woman. Monica, how are you this morning?
Hi, Monica.
Hi, guys. Good. How are you?
What's going through his daughter's mind?
Oh, Roger.
Easy solution is to move in with those guys.
No, that's a horrible solution.
No, that's the easy solution. That's not the right solution.
That's the fight you fight.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the one you fight.
Yeah.
Because you don't know those dudes.
No, I do know them. We've hung eight times with them, and they've been around a long time. They're good guys. These are decent guys.
Right, and they're on their best behavior around you.
We're out doing shots.
I got you. But they're on their behavior around you. They're not going to show any disrespect. Mm-hmm. You don't know what happens. One of those guys comes home drunk, stupid. Mm-hmm. That's the fight you fight.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing, especially if you like this guy, Luke, is this the one that's going to be a Pro Bowl player?
No, this is the one who's going to work for NASA. This guy's freaking literally a rocket scientist.
Oh, there you go.
Or Elon Musk.
Shut up.
He's amazing.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Just mind you, you know.
No, I get that. I'm saying I don't want her to ruin it by if they end up moving in now because they both got, he's still in school. She's still on her way to getting in school. It's like way too tenuous and they're going to blow it up.
What if years from now, Courtney ends up with some jerk off and she said, it's all your fault, Daddy. You should have let me live with Luke.
Well, if she doesn't live with him, it's not going to ruin the relationship. They don't live together now. They got a great relationship.
But, Roger, let's just say you're right, which I don't 100% completely agree that it's all going to blow up and the whole world's going to come to an end if they move in together.
Right,
but let's just say you're right. Mm-hmm. That's life. She's going to have to deal. You can't keep her in a bubble, my friend. You're going to have to let her deal.
I understand
deal
that.
It.
But she still needs guidance.
But daddy,
no, she doesn't. She's
moment.
An adult. Oh, no. She's an adult.
Daddy. She's a baby adult right now. She needs guidance.
Living with Luke is my safe space.
She calls
Why
all the time.
Why are you
for
taking
guidance?
Away my safe space?
Okay, let's go back to when you. I know you said you didn't move in with Susan until you were 28 and she was 26. But
yeah. But
let's go back to when you were 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Were you capable of living your life without? And there'll be ups and downs. Life is that way.
Mm-hmm.
But were you capable of living your life without guidance, quote unquote, from your parents?
I was probably capable, but I lived a completely separate life from my parents. So much so, I talked to them like probably every 2 weeks.
Okay, so,
so
you did
really,
it.
I really was on my
so
own.
So you
like,
did
all
it
through college.
She can
yes,
do it.
Absolutely.
She can do it just like you did.
Mm-hmm.
I was on my own since I was 17. There are people that have way worse circumstances.
That's true.
She.
Yeah.
Can do it. And if sadly, and I hope I don't wish any heartbreak on anyone, but mm-hmm. if sadly something does blow up and it goes awry,
right.
then that's how she learns and then she grows. I mean, I'm already telling her,
don't put yourself in this situation because you guys are not stable enough yet.
Nobody's ever stable. Who's stable?
She's not stable enough yet. Give it a little more time.
I mean,
no, just a couple more things. I swear, another year, probably totally fine.
For the record,
they just got life stuff that's got to happen first. And I don't want anything to go wrong because then now she's in a situation where now what do you do? She's got nowhere to live.
She figures it out and she lives her life and she grows up and she gets a backbone and she's not, you know, I love you to death, Roger, but I think it's funny that you're taking the stance because so many times you take the stance of, you know, anti-snowflake of everything's, you know, you're trying to create a safe space for her and it's a good dad.
Yeah, you're coddling her.
It's a good dad and I know you have the best intentions and it's super sweet.
She could be living with JR.
Yeah.
gotta stop that, man. Here's the thing.
For the record.
Mm-hmm.
I don't disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think you win.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. I know as a father of a daughter, I know what you're doing. I know where your head's at. And I don't disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I am 100% on board with the hell no are you moving in with three dudes. Not a chance.
Right.
The other thing, and I get where you're coming from, I mm-hmm. just don't think you're going to win it. I don't think you're going to win it. Like if I was putting bets on this,
mm-hmm.
sure as hell ain't on you.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, we'll see how it shakes out. And I see what you guys, Monica and JR, are saying about, you know, I talk about kids and you got to let them make mistakes, et cetera. But this is one of those big ones that I can help her avoid because it's so obvious. It's sitting right in front of us. Listen, and while I'm helping you out with so many other things, getting her, right. you know, like throwing her out of the nest, so to speak.
There you are holding it over her head again.
Yeah, you need to get rid of that part. Why isn't she paying her own cell phone? Why would
my advice on this not be as good as my advice on these other 10 things?
Has she ever not
taken... And I don't mean the money. I mean just asking me about other stuff.
Has she ever not taken your advice before? Like, I appreciate it, but went a different way? Yeah, I guarantee you she doesn't listen to every word you say.
I don't know if she's gone crazy the other way.
Not crazy, but uh-huh. she's gone the other way. This isn't crazy.
I mean, you're the parent, and you have her best interest at heart, and you have the experience and the knowledge. And I agree with JP in that you are right in telling her, you know, what's good to do and what's not right or whatever. But you know how you look back at your parents, you're like, oh, I should have listened to my parents. This is one of those things. Like, you have mm-hmm. that, and she has to make a mistake, or it works out.
Yeah.
I can totally, absolutely
give her the shot to make the mistake and learn that way. It's just such a big one. I feel like avoid that one and go ahead and make a few others somewhere else, but avoid this one. I think this is a big one.
Here's what you don't really want to admit.
It's the big crushing one.
You're doing everything you can to save her, to keep her away from the D. You are. That's what this whole thing is. If this wasn't a penis issue, deep down, at the root of it.
No, it's a
at
mixing.
At the root of it.
Yeah, no. It's a mixing of two lives before they should be mixed. They're not ready to live together yet. They're not. She
doesn't
know
that. Says you,
though.
I know. That's
not.
It.
It's
says
too
you.
Early.
Says you.
Too early.
Your daughters are way more mature than you give them credit for.
No, I know
smarter
how mature
smarter than you're giving them credit for.
No, I know how smart they are, too. They're smarter than me and my wife, and they're more mature than I was.
So trust her, then. What's the problem here? If she's smarter and...
Because I know it's not the right move. What do you do? Not tell your kid? You know it's the exact... At least let her know it's the wrong move.
Sure. You're right.
You know what I mean?
And put your input
in.
Why wouldn't
I let her know that?
Of course. You're not going to encourage her, and that I can understand. But you have. I'm with JP in that you got to know it's going to happen anyway, my friend.
Yeah, I would tell her exactly what I'm telling you guys, that they're not ready for that yet. You got to just... Give it a little more time. You have your career and whatever moves that happen in the next year happen. Is this too much turmoil? And if it blows up, she is so much on an island.
She's not, though. She's got you.
No,
and she's got...
Be. No, she's got us 10 hours away. You not the thing. And I'm not a helicopter parent. I never have been. But in this case, I see it. And I'm like, if she brings it up, I would totally advise
you. It's just like with the bills, though. So, and I think that's amazing that you pay for
everything is marked to the bills.
Well, I feel like, I think it's amazing that you're doing that. I wish I had someone who could just pay some of my bills. That would help tremendously. And that's great. But if you stopped paying them today, she would find a way to pay them. Just like if something happened and she were 10 hours away, she would find a way. That's just what you do.
Mm-hmm. It may be on Craigslist, but she'll find a way. You got to trust them. I mean, if there's ever a kid that you can trust.
Yeah, I know. They both make pretty good decisions. In general, really good decisions. So break my heart if you must. It's a matter of trust.
You don't want to give a resistance, Raj. Don't be the resistance.
He'll have some doubts.
Don't shut her out, Raj.
Oh, I'm worried about me.
I think JP's right. It's definitely the mixture of the P and the D.
Right.
That is the cause of the situation.
That's the root.
That is the root.
Why would
Absolutely.
You guys think that's bothering me now?
Absolutely it is.
When right now she can sleep over his place anytime, he can sleep over her place anytime, and they do. So why would it bother me then? What's the difference?
It's permanent.
It's permanent. It's live-in. It's just constantly there. Mm-hmm.
Where do they live now?
I'm with you, bro. I am.
Are they? They're separate, but where are they living in Long Island, or where do they live now?
No, they're in North Carolina.
So,
thanks for listening to the show.
So, wait, but
welcome to it.
Do you think that they don't have sleepovers on a very long, regular basis?
Like, he just said they do.
I just said they do.
So then,
I'm sure she's there every weekend or he's over by her or whatever.
But it's just common sense.
Right.
Mm. It's just going to happen.
Listen, brother, very rare am I on your team.
Mm-hmm,
I'm totally on your team.
Mm.
But you're going down, sucker.
Mm.
Don't you
kind of
say it like that? Oh, my God.
You're going down.
Well, we'll see. And again, she hasn't even brought it up yet, but I think the groundwork might have gotten laid out last night when she was talking about, you know, working on the next roommate, you know, 6 months down the road.
We have a lot of people who are on hold who would love to chime in on this conversation.
Wow, we sure do.
And help you parent. So we'll get to some of these calls as soon as we get back. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. I'm sure they're all rooting for you.
Sure, all very supportive.
Rod, very supportive. Either that or volunteering to get an apartment with her, one or the other.
As the dad or mom, if you're not going to provide any sort of guidance or support at 22, you know, I've always said I'm done parenting, but I still give guidance. This is part of the giving guidance thing. Then I let it go. Once she moves in with him or gets married, do what you want. Now you're out of my business, you know? Roger and JP, it's The Bone. Real Raw Radio, right back. If you're just tuning in, the situation, my daughter Courtney, we're on the phone with her last night, and she was talking about, you know, making her next move out of this apartment with a girlfriend to another apartment with another girlfriend, maybe in another city in North Carolina. But she's got a lot of things in flux, where she's going to school and that kind of for a physician assistant school and all sorts of stuff, jobs, the whole thing. So I was saying to the guys, you know, it's just like, you can just feel it. It's like the lead up to, if none of this works out, will she be saying, you know, do you mind if I move in with my boyfriend, or I'm going to move in with my boyfriend?
Right.
And he lives in a house with a bunch of guys right now who are good guys.
That's not a lot.
That's not the situation.
She's not moving in.
I don't think that would ever happen. Anyway.
I'll totally go to North Carolina with you and with bats, need be.
They're good guys. I mean, it happens. It's so common now with mixed male female roommates in places.
Yeah, I got you.
In their generation, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, well.
But, and with these guys, I really don't think it's that big a deal, but I don't think it's a good move. But I also don't think it's a good move for her to move in with her boyfriend. It's only been just a year.
Your boyfriend, the rocket scientist, you know, you could be doing a hell of a lot worse.
I know. This is true. This is very true. He's a good guy. Could be doing way worse.
Fat Tony's on line one. He always has nice things to say.
I have something very nice to say. Roger, listen to me. Just listen to reason.
Tony.
Number one.
What?
The guy's name is Luke. He's becoming a Skywalker, okay? That's number one, Raj. He's going to be an astronaut. That's a Skywalker, okay?
Right.
Number two, look at the good part, okay? She's going to move in with an astronaut. She's going to learn how to polish the rocket. You know what I'm saying? It's a good thing, Raj. Hello, Raj? Hello, Raj?
See ya, chubby Raj, Tony. There? Goodbye. Always, every time. Every time.
Polish the rocket's not even funny.
Well, you know. Brandy on line three. They can't all be gems, I guess.
That's got to hurt. It may not be funny, but it's still got to cut deep. I apologize.
Hi, Brandy.
Yeah. How's it going? I love you guys.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry, Brandy.
Polish.
Polish it.
That was too creepy.
Rock it, baby. Polish.
All right, Brandy, thank you for hanging on line three.
Sorry about that, Brandy.
Go ahead, Brandy.
No, no, you guys are good. You guys make me laugh. I listen to you every day from 11 to 12, so I get you every day.
Oh, thank you.
What's the matter with the other 2 hours? Radio breaks?
Well, unfortunately, it's work, but I work at a call center, so I don't get breaks. I have to talk to people all day.
Right.
That's work.
Well, then, thank you for calling us.
Thank you, Brandy. What's going on?
Absolutely. So, my question was, now I'm listening. I'm getting filled in, I guess. Is she moving in with these guys, or she's not? You're just...
No. She's not moving in with those guys. I think the end result could be, if nothing else works out, that her and her boyfriend move in a separate apartment, just the two of them.
I don't think it's that big of a deal, but it's only been a year. I mean, he seems like he's doing good stuff for himself, and so is she. So it doesn't seem like it's going to be too crazy. You know, yeah, I mean, if they're doing what I was doing at 18, somebody should have beat me. So,
and what were you doing?
Brandy, were you not a fine girl?
Oh, God.
I was. Old age is set in, so it's not.
What, so you're calmed down.
What were you doing at 18, Brandy?
I was working at a strip club. I was bartending, but I was working at a strip club.
Don't tell him that, Brandy.
Nice. You aren't dating a rocket scientist?
They probably thought they were a rocket scientist. But the point is that she could be doing a lot worse for herself. I made it out of whatever I went through. I mean, she's going to school. She's working for herself. And, you know, I was working at a strip club. So,
true.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. The other thing, though, is if it's only been a year and they're moving in together and she's that young, they might like each other a lot now, but who knows if that would last that long. You know what I mean?
I know.
And that's okay.
I'd rather them wait a little longer, be a little more mature, and have it work because the two of them are a good couple. They're really good together.
They can invest more time, and then they live together and realize he leaves the top of the toothpaste open. They're going to kind of kill each other, and then they waste more time.
Yeah.
Listen, it could go. Brandy,
you make good points. You're right.
Thank you, Brandy.
I could be doing way worse with this situation. I get that. Brad is on line five. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Raj. Did I hear you say that she was looking at PA school?
Mm-hmm.
A year ago in August, my daughter's boyfriend, they've been together for 3 years, asked me if permission to have her move in with him and get engaged.
Wow.
I said, please wait 1 year and come back to me when she graduates. He respected me, took my advice. My daughter finished PA school at the end of last month, and she honestly said, Dad, thank you for that advice. I would have never finished PA school had Mike and I moved in together.
Really? Ooh. Yeah, that would have been
true story. Local horrible girl, they are in Hawaii now celebrating her graduation.
Right, because now she's going to go make six figures.
The last year of PA school is the absolute most stressful year of anyone's life.
Okay.
Something's
good advice, Brad.
Roger's going to have Brett pull this audio.
I'll take your phone away from you, or I'll take your car insurance away from you. And that's from a father with a daughter in the exact same situation, sir.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
Right?
Very much.
Brett, pull the audio. Email it to his daughter. Actually, just give it to Raj. Wait, let Raj hold it into his pocket to when he has
to
drop
the
bomb.
I'll have it on my phone for whenever I want to just start playing it, like at the dinner table or something.
Right. Pass your potatoes? No.
Pass the audio clip? Sure.
Then he sends the wrong audio clip and it says, I love pegging. Brussels sprouts! Brussels sprouts!
Not that one.
I need guys in my porn.
Not that one either. This is all going horribly wrong.
Roger, what's that? Mom, I don't know.
Put it in.
Oh, no, not that. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
He read the roast beef in the oven.
He gave me a lot of head.
God damn it.
No, no.
I gave life to you girls.
On my beer, I meant.
Right. John, on line two. Go ahead, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. I love you.
What's up, buddy?
We love you, too.
I love Monica, too. Love Monica, too. I just got one snarky thing to say, but I'm not going to weigh in on the conversation. But thank God we're not, for once, we're not talking about JP and his neuroses.
Right. See?
There you go. JP. Bye.
Right on. No, you don't.
Oh, that's it. He hung up? Oh, I thought it was going to.
I hope you get herpes.
Corey is on line one.
The
Hi,
gift,
Corey.
The gift that keeps on giving.
I am afraid that she might turn out to be pregnant by the end of the year if you let her move in. Because think about it this way. You said, said that they're staying together, a couple nights a week, maybe two or three?
I don't know. I'm assuming. I don't know for sure, but I would think. Over the
right,
weekend.
Which, okay, they're both living with other roommates, so they can't get their freaky on as much as they would like.
Right.
If they're moving in together,
crazy.
He is going to treat her like a toaster strudel, and then after that, like a Twinkie, and then he becomes Grandpa Raj.
Oh.
All right, put Corey on the Fat Tony list.
Wow.
What?
Toaster strudel and a Twinkie. Well, the toaster strudel thing, because it's all.
Oh, that's what that means?
Yeah, it's like the full
Twinkie I caught up with.
The white stuff is all on the outside, and then he's going to graduate to a Twinkie.
Thanks, Corey.
Because then it goes
really
to the,
great.
You know, okay, it goes.
The creamy filling.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm glad we brought this up. Mm-hmm. Glad we talked about it. Glad it's over. All right.
Oh, it's not really over.
No, probably not over. That's
now that I get it, that's freaking great.
Right.
Oh boy. All right. Well,
I for one feel good about the conversation.
No.
I
was feeling better about it a couple seconds ago, where I was, you know, I mean, some good points are brought up.
Mm-hmm.
I will still definitely give, if this comes up, I definitely will say, listen, I think you should wait just a little while longer before you start mixing your lives that much.
What if she says?
But they're pretty mixed right now.
If we were in Tampa, we'd have 40 boxes of toaster strudels at the station by the time we got off the air.
Or just the icing packets.
Right. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Monica.
You
go ahead.
Sickos.
What if you tell her? What if you tell her? You know, I'd appreciate it if you'd wait or whatever. And then she says, It's a done deal. It's already done, Dad.
We already signed the lease.
It's already done.
I would tell her I'm pretty disappointed because I thought we were having a discussion about it. But, you know, she's 22. She can live her life, but she's going to, I mean, I think it's a bad move for now. It's too early.
But do you get on board if it's a done
good
deal?
Luck.
But do you, like, exactly, do you just, like, hold that?
I wouldn't sabotage it.
Okay, and you don't, get, like, you get her a housewarming present and you help her move and stuff. You don't be bitter.
No, he can help her move.
Oh.
She's 10 hours away. Guess why he's there now? Help her move. That's it. It's part of the deal, isn't it? Right? They're living together. They're going to become a couple.
My parents never helped.
Yourselves.
They didn't help me move anywhere.
Yeah, I haven't had to help Courtney move the last two times.
Do you decide to not pay her bill, her cell phone and stuff after she moves in with him?
Yeah, she's totally on her own, I think. I think that's fine. I mean, we're going there anyway. We're getting to that point. But if they're going to be together and mixing, you know, finances and life and all that stuff, then you guys can take care of it, you know?
You're a dick.
They can be fine. Yeah. Why? They're independent. That's fine. She wants to be totally independent. Be independent. She's not going to drown from what I'm taking care of. She's taking care of most of her stuff right now, so she could totally.
You're not going to drop the student loan bills on her face, are you?
Nah, I wouldn't do that. No, I wouldn't drop the loans. She's going to go back to school, and then you're not going to have to pay them for two more years anyway. And then they'll just, whatever. Yeah, I'll still take care of my obligation for that.
Because I will always do that. They'll just gain some more interest.
Yeah, it won't be on her. She won't have to deal with it at the moment, but I will.
Do they gain interest while you're in school?
Yes, always. Constantly. Just piling interest on right now.
Jesus Christ.
Tick, tick, tick. Just piling. Just throw money. Just a bigger hole. That's how it goes. But I already committed. I know. You know. I already told her what I'm going to do, her and Kelly. So I'll stick with that. But, I mean, it would take a murder for me not to do that for them. But the rest, you know, it's our own thing. So here, live your life. That's fine. I told you it would be a mistake. But if it's not good for you, if it is, I won't even say I told you so because then it'll be obvious. No, I would never say that.
Come on.
But it is what it is. If I'm part of it, I just want to give guidance.
You may not say the words, I told you so, but you'll just do what we do.
I'll just stay quiet and just sit there and wait for her to look at me and go, you're right.
But that won't make you happy when she's miserable.
No,
that happens.
It won't. I want it to work, actually. I would want it to
It'll
work. Despite her
happy.
Mistake, I want it to work.
It'll make you a little happy. Everybody loves to be right.
No, not at the expense of someone's happiness.
Broken heart. Ugh.
Yeah.
You know, I have two daughters. You know, I've dealt with boyfriends, broken hearts. And, ugh, it's terrible. So, Roger and JP, it's Bone Real Raw Radio. Thanks a lot for the calls, except for Chubby Tony and the other guy, Corey. That's it. Everybody else was very nice, and good advice from Brad, too. That was very good advice. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Well, Roger and JP, it's Bone Real Raw Radio.
Am I the only one craving, like, strudel?
You want some frosting?
Good apple strudel?
A good cherry strudel.
I'll get you some on the break. Enjoy.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.